We're back on the Blind Lemon Blues, and it's time for the profile segment of tonight's show. Tonight, we're featuring music from the debut CD, Thin Blue Line, from Johnny Cox. As a youth, Johnny satisfied his appetite for blues by listening to and devoting himself to the techniques of Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King, Albert Collins, Robert Cray, John Lee Hooker, and Buddy Guy, just to name a few. But on Thin Blue Line, Johnny tries to forge his own sound and walk his own musical path. The CD is an interesting collection of 11 original songs that, if you listen carefully, you can hear Johnny's heart and soul being poured into the music. For more information or to order a copy of Thin Blue Line, visit johnnycox.ca. Our profile tonight is Johnny Cox and his debut CD, Thin Blue Line, on the Blind Lemon Blues.
Are you my adversary? What's all the fussing going on? So many people talking trash and can't get along. So many people talking trash and can't get along. It's a thin blue line you've been walking on. Everybody moving faster, living on the run, climbing over one another and can't get along. It's a thin blue line that we're walking on. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me, sister. I've seen you suffer. It's a thin blue line we walk with one another. Changes are coming, I think it's already on. It's a dire situation if we don't stay on. Such a dire situation if we can't get along. The thin blue line that we follow on. Ain't no shame in trying to understand one another. Fighters and of lovers. It's a thin blue line. Let's look out for each other. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me, sister. I've seen you suffer. Talk to me, baby. Talk to me, brother. Talk to me, sister. I've seen you suffer. It's a thin blue line we walk with one another.
The writing from this album started quite a while before I actually recorded it. I had a bunch of song ideas and stuff, and it got to the point where I knew I had enough songs and ideas to go into the studio. As soon as I went into the studio, I started rewriting some songs, put some songs on the back burner and rewrote some songs and wrote some new songs, just because as soon as I went into the studio, I just started learning right away and I started getting an idea what my album should be like. Yeah, and the musicians had some influence on me and stuff like that. just putting like experimenting with different grooves and stuff. Some of them have Latin grooves and stuff, so I never foreseen that happening. But as soon as we started auditioning ideas for songs, we just thought that would be a great idea to change it up a little bit. So.
For most of my life, spent all my money and wasted my time. Took it for granted that things would be fine, and I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine. I take it one step at a time. I take two steps, and she's taking nine. Then she ran away like I wouldn't mind, and I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine.
Actually, I did have a plan going into the studio. I had a bunch of songs. I thought I was going to write an entire blues record, to be honest with you. And then I was lucky enough to play to gather some really fine musicians from Toronto, some of the best, in my opinion. And they loved the first few ideas. They loved all the ideas, but they asked, what else you got? Because they're not strictly blues musicians. They play on a lot of blues recordings, but some of these guys are singer-songwriter guys, too. It started with my drummer friend who actually does a lot of studio recording. He's a professional drummer, but he also is a studio engineer in a private studio. His name's Richard Greenspoon. He's played in many bands. I don't know if I could start naming all the bands because I might leave some important ones out. And Marty Salmon, I was lucky enough to meet from the Buddy Guy Blues Band, and he loaned his skills on two songs. Ian D'Souza is an amazing bass player from the Toronto areas who's recorded with all kinds of well-known recording artists. Shelley Zuba, the background vocalist, she's played on some records that have won some Junos or been nominated for some Junos. And Brad Roth, he's not so much in the music business now, but he's a great singer, and as a younger guy, toured all over Canada and stuff with bands. Jerome Tucker, I play with now, my band, he's a great bass player from the States, and he has his own records out too. I'm not sure if I'm leaving anybody out. Ansgar Schroer and my on the chromatic harmonica, who unfortunately just suffered a stroke. And my other harmonica friend, Robbie Belmore, he was a dear friend of mine who just passed away at the end of the summer, played harmonica on it. It was meeting all these players that really made it happen for me. I don't think I could have made a record without knowing all these players.
It's been a long day. I gotta get back home. And the rain comes down. I can hardly see the road. My mind hurts, but I gotta go on. And all I need to do is think of you. And I keep on rolling on and on. Because it's been so long that it frightens me. Yeah, it's been so long that it quiets me. 400 miles and I'm gonna be with you. It's been a long day. I gotta get back home. And the night sky flashes and the winds blow. It's cold outside. The road behind me just fades away as I roll on and on. Because it's been so long that it frightens me. Yeah, it's been so long that it quiets me. 400 miles and I'm gonna be. Thank you.
playing with guys like Ian D'Souza in the studio is like, just started playing around with, like, say, a standard blues song or a rock blues song that I had started to write, and they just started, let's try a Latin rhythm on it and try some Latin drums or a Latin bass line mixed with, like, a rock blues theme, and it just blew me away when I heard that. I never thought about it. Yeah, those guys have got lots of studio experience, so it really opened my eyes up right away. It was my first album. I put my heart into it. In retrospect, I learned a few things I would do different, and I believe I've become a better singer since then. What it really did was make me very, very serious about making my next effort really, really good and living up to any great reviews that I got from the first one, which I feel blessed to have gotten. Really blew me away to have some good reviews and get attention from guys like you. It really is a blessing. I feel like my career finally started since I put that album out.
Well, I'm getting so tired, I'm feeling angrier every day. I'm getting all worked up, I can't believe I'm about to say. You must be joking, it ain't supposed to be this way. It's all broken, such a high price to pay. If I had my way, I would turn it all around. Start at the top and bring the whole thing down. Start at the top. Till I drop, and ain't no help that I hurricane, build it up and I'll blow right back down again. I feel just like a raging hurricane. You better close up shop, I'll knock you down just the same.
Completing a quartet of songs from Johnny Cox's latest CD, Thin Blue Line, that's High Price to Pay. Before that, we heard something called Long Day, another one called I'm Fine, and we opened the set with the title track, Thin Blue Line. If you'd like more information about Johnny Cox or to order a copy of the album, just go to www.johnnycox.ca. I'm Terry Parsons. Time for us to take a short break. But when we return, I've got some Billy Boy Arnold on deck. That's coming up when the Blind Lemon Blues continues after these messages.